The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday. Hope your week is getting off to a great start. If it's not, I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours. Hopefully I can help you out. It's early in the week. You got to get off on the good foot. Anyway, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And you, I just hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're good. Hope your families are good. And if not, I said I'm here. Hit me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This show, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, it gets going every single weekday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, in the South, the Midwest, the Mountain States, the Desert, the Northwest, Canada, damn it, Mexico, Hawaii, Alaska, Europe, wherever you're at, thank you for listening. Always on a free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, a smart speaker, and CBSSportsRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in. Me, I'm online as well. I'm on the internet all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. I am not just a guy on the internet. I got my whole career started as a, I don't know what you call me, a sports broadcaster, you know, on the internet. Still sounds weird to say sports broadcaster. I literally still feel like a guy just walks into the studio, talks about sports, and then leaves. And then tries to do stuff for Special Olympics and tries to do other stuff. But, yeah, it's fun. I ain't got no complaints. I'm not like the Lions fans who probably have some complaints about their head coach being a little too aggressive. It's like Dan Campbell looks at a fourth down. Dan Campbell coaches like a guy who doesn't know whether or not he needs to use a chainsaw or a scalpel. Like sometimes you gotta take it slow. And I can use other examples, but I think some of my other analogies would probably get me kicked off of the radio. But sometimes you got to know when to, apply some pressure, be aggressive. And other times you got to know when to take it easy. Dan Campbell has no idea what the hell he's doing. Anyway, they are in this position. They were in this position because of him. I just wish that he would just chill out sometimes. Just take it easy. You got to understand the situation. I didn't have to be a coach in the NFL to understand that. Anyway, in about 18 minutes from now, 15, 18 minutes or so, we're going to have a conversation with someone who was a coach in the NFL. Herman Edwards is going to come through and join us here on CBS Sports Radio. We know about his time coaching in the NFL, having coached in college, having played in the league, and so we'll talk about the Super Bowl and whatnot, but we're really going to dive into some of the coaching decisions and choices made by Dan Campbell. Herm Edwards joining us in the next break. And speaking of decisions, yesterday we got kicked off before we even got to the Detroit Lions and the San Francisco 49ers. The first game to get us all set up and ready was the Ravens. It was the Chiefs. I stood here. Because in the studio, I stand up. I like to stand. It's good for my health. I stood here on Friday And I talked about how I changed my mind every moment, every second, that I figured that this game was going to be a toss-up, that you looked at the Baltimore Ravens, an excellent offense, an excellent defense. You looked at the Chiefs, an improving offense, let's call it that, as the season has gone on, and an improving defense over the years. I mean, because you typically think about the Kansas City Chiefs and you go, man, spectacular offense, middle-of-the-road defense, not dominant. Well, this year, dominant. This year, their offense, the Kansas City Chiefs, their offense had to pick things up. I mean, they had to deal with drops earlier on in the season. I mean, even before yesterday's game, Kadarius Toney is online saying, I'm not really hurt. Today, Andy Reid had to come out and say, man, I ain't lying to y'all. Of course this guy is hurt. So despite all of the nonsense and, you know, moving Justin Tucker's tee and what have you, the Kansas City Chiefs, they ended up winning the game. And the reason that I said that I thought that they would win, even though I waffled back and forth, is just it's Patrick Mahomes. That's it. And we saw it yesterday as he started the game off by completing 11 consecutive passes. Travis Kelce has been able to pick it up here towards the end of the season. And so the Kansas City Chiefs basically put their foot down early, scoring on the first two possessions. And after that, it was, hey, we, the Baltimore Ravens, have to play catch-up. The whole idea about running it on the ground, we know what happens. When you get down, you start to throw the ball. I mean, towards the end of the game, we saw Lamar Jackson, you know, throwing into triple coverage. We did see some penalties. We saw Zay Flowers, who had an amazing play. He also puts himself in a bad position with a taunting penalty. He's losing the ball at the goal line, fumbling it. Things just completely fell apart for the Ravens as they were behind. And this is what happens when you have experience. Look, the Kansas City Chiefs were in control, and now they're going to their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. And the Ravens, despite Lamar Jackson getting ready to win another MVP, Lamar Jackson is now 2-4 as a starter in the postseason. People are throwing up memes of Joel Embiid. People are talking about how he is the James Harden of the NFL, someone who can do damage and win MVPs in the regular season. But when it comes down to winning in the big time, winning in the postseason, he falls flat. And yesterday, I will tell you this, it wasn't all Lamar Jackson's fault. Lamar finished passing for 272 yards. He had a touchdown. There were other times where he was kind of, you know, pushed back from the line of scrimmage. There were other times where he had some of those amazing rushing plays that we are certainly used to seeing. Lamar Jackson, all things considered, this complete game was a bummer. He had 54 yards on the ground, but they could not play catch-up because Patrick Mahomes taking a lead and then holding the lead, good luck. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. Matter of fact, Coach Harbaugh, John, the one from Baltimore, John, this is what he had to say to Lamar after the game.
I told him to stand up tall. You know, he's had a great season. His performance today was all heart. He fought. He went out there and gave it everything he had. So I don't think that's anything that I'd be disappointed in.
Yeah, we saw Odell Beckham Jr. also going over to lend a hand on the shoulder, some words of encouragement to Lamar Jackson. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. certainly going through his injuries multiple times, torn ACLs, and he did win a Super Bowl with the Rams, did tear his ACL in that game, and so he went over to try to offer some words of encouragement to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, he spoke as well, and he said, hey, at the end of the day, we made too many damn mistakes.
Can't turn the ball over, you know, fumble, interception, stuff like that. I gave them the opportunity to, you know, put points on the board and win the game. We get in that red zone. It's been our touchdown all season, you know. We just got to finish, and we didn't do a good job on finish.
No, they didn't. They did not. In the defense, man, they were, A, playing from behind. B, they were forced to throw the football. In the Chiefs, their defense is much improved than what they've been over the past few seasons, without a shadow of a doubt. And coming or playing from behind is one of the reasons the Ravens, who led the whole world in rushing yards, it seems like every year the Ravens are at the top when it comes to rushing the ball, especially if Lamar is healthy. John Harbaugh had an answer. Why the hell did you only have 16 rushing attempts?
16 rushing attempts is definitely not what you guys normally do.
It was kind of that kind of a game, I'd say. You know, that's the way it worked out, the game, kind of the way the game went.
It is. It's simple. I don't want to call it simple math. I don't want to go too far here. But in most cases, when a team is behind, they throw the ball to catch up. They try to eat away yardage. They don't want to run the ball for a few yards and then run the clock. You want to get up points on the board as soon as possible and do it in less time. You want to elongate the game because you want a chance to score. Well, damn it, that's why they had to throw the ball. I mean, Lamar Jackson has games where he only throws the rock 17 times and they win. Yesterday, he had to throw the ball 37 times. That doesn't appear to be a success, a formula for success for the Ravens. And in their defense, held them at bay. Lamar Jackson said the defense whooped our ass.
Sometimes, you know, they have lanes. We got intermediate routes, and they jump in. Can't just throw the ball and get it, try to make them trip the passes. So I'm trying to make something happen, but they did a great job.
Yeah, well, Lamar thinks that they did a great job. Well, what does his coach say? This is what Coach John Harbaugh had to say about the Chiefs and their defense. Well, what about it, Coach, huh? No. Well, they didn't do any. Well, what else is he supposed to say, right? He could have said they played amazing, they played outstanding. He said, no, they just played the normal game. So maybe he doesn't agree with Lamar Jackson, but I know this much. Good luck getting back here. We have now moved into the, I can't say moved. We have been in the Patrick Mahomes era, and it's been looked upon over the past several just months and several years to say, who else is going to step up and play in the same playground? I mean, we've seen Josh Allen try. It doesn't work. Three out of the past 4 years, Josh Allen is getting the boot from Patrick Mahomes. Here we have the Baltimore Ravens getting their chance, getting their opportunity. They have been given the boot. Who knows if the Ravens are going to be back? We certainly know that you play up in the AFC North. It's tough. Steelers, tough, even though they need a quarterback. The Browns, still hoping that things work out with Deshaun Watson. You still have to go out there and compete with the Cincinnati Bengals. Hopefully Joe Burrow comes back and can play a complete season. The AFC North is typically always one of the most difficult divisions in all of football. And so even if we can expect for the Baltimore Ravens to have another season, A, Lamar Jackson would have to be healthy, right? Has to stay healthy throughout the entire year. And then B, there's still no guarantee if he's healthy that they're going to go back to an AFC championship game. You know, I've been asking and looking for a new era in football for years now. I've been waiting to get rid of the old guard. And so now we know Patrick Mahomes is at the top of the totem pole. He's the big dog in the yard, and he got the big bone, and ain't nobody else taking it away from him. I mean, his postseason numbers as an overall, given his age, are absolutely ridiculous. For Patrick Mahomes to go into the playoffs and already have a record of 14-3, almost 4,800 passing yards, 39 touchdowns, to 7 interceptions. This is the playoffs. And if you want to equate it to an entire season, given the current 17-game slate, this is an entire season. And this is not just against bum teams. This is against the best competition. Patrick Mahomes has basically played an entire season of football worth of postseason games. And I'm going to say this again. Patrick Mahomes is 14-3. He has passed for 4,800 yards. He has 39 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. This is against playoff competition. This is against the best of the best. Patrick Mahomes, he could retire tomorrow. Patrick Mahomes is already one of the best quarterbacks that we have ever seen on a field. Patrick Mahomes spoke after the game, of course, and he said, listen, I don't care how many times I go to the Super Bowl. This is the fourth time in 5 years. Patrick Mahomes says it's still very special.
You never know how many you're going to get to, if you're going to get to any. And so it truly is special. Just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long, guys coming together, it really is special. But I told them, I mean, the job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
Job's not done. Job's not done. I remember a Kobe Bryant guy, God bless him, sitting there on a podium being asked about taking on the Celtics. He's like, listen, just job's not done. Well, what am I supposed to be happy about? I'm supposed to be thrilled with the position of it. The job is not done. If Patrick Mahomes goes into Vegas and wins another Super Bowl, his third Super Bowl, I don't give a damn if he reaches seven. He may not. It's unlikely that he reaches seven to tie Tom Brady. The numbers that he might put up in his own way, hey, greatness comes in different forms. It certainly does. And Patrick Mahomes is paving that way. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, you know, screwing this one up, falling flat again. Lamar Jackson with a postseason record of 2-4. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we do got to talk about someone. I don't know if he's getting a break in Detroit. It's Dan Campbell. Herman Edwards is going to join us. Former NFL player, coach, NFL analyst. We're going to hear what a coach has to say about Dan Campbell, his aggressiveness. We'll obviously talk about some of these other games, the AFC Championship game, as well as the upcoming Super Bowl. Herman Edwards joining us on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Championship Sunday is a wrap. The 49ers eliminate the Lions. We got the Ravens falling to the Kansas City Chiefs. We got a rematch from a few years ago, and we got 2 weeks to talk about that game. We still have time to talk about the championship games, especially some of the controversial decisions and plays that were made. So joining us on the line right now is someone who has experience in the NFL, not only as a player, but as a scout and the head coach, whether it be with the New York Jets, the Kansas City Chiefs, even on the college level with the Sun Devils. We're being joined by Herman Edwards. Coach, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
No doubt about it. I guess the first question is to get your thoughts on Dan Campbell. Do you believe he was a little too aggressive in, you know, going for it on fourth down twice yesterday instead of at least trying to, you know, kick the ball through the uprights?
I believe he stayed true to his core. of what type of coach he is. Because I think when you're in that situation, obviously your players understand, you know, in situational football, this whole season, he didn't rely a lot on his kicker. Now, when you think about the Lions kicker, how many kicks did he make over 45 yards? I don't know, because he didn't do it a lot. So I don't know if he doesn't trust his kicker or that's just his mindset. He's going to be aggressive. And that's fine and dandy, but I think when you sit there and have to make that decision, especially in games, you have to ask yourself this. If it doesn't work, am I giving the other team momentum? And that's big in football. Momentum is very, very big. And you can't correlate it, but players know it, coaches know it. Momentum of a football game is important. And when you give another team momentum because of the decision you might have made, in which the decisions you've made are basically your trust in your players to carry it out. And that's the core of it all. You know, I've said it all my whole life, and I've been on both sides of it as a player and as a coach. You can make a bunch of decisions, but you have no control of what those players are going to do when you make that decision.
Herman Edwards is joining us, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Their kicker, Michael Badgley, coach, he did not take a kick over 50 yards this past season, and he only took one kick over 40 yards, and he went out there and he nailed that one.
Well, there you have it. I mean, all I know is the team they're playing against, the 49ers, that kicker missed some kicks. So, you know, we can wrestle with this, and you can be on either side you want. I thought it was a game where, when you think about the Lions, I think more than the kicks, what was puzzling to me is this, is until a team stops what you're doing, don't stop doing it. The 49ers never stopped the Detroit Lions from running the football. And for some reason, they stopped doing it. And to me, that was the big turning point in the game. Make them stop you from running the ball. They never got close to the crack toss. They were cracking those ends with those wide receivers, and they were running around and making 6 yards a game. And why they got away from it, I don't know. But, you know, Dan Campbell's done a fabulous job with this football team. It was a fun game to watch. And this is that's football. I've been in those games. I've played in those type of games. I've coached in those type of games. It's hard losing a game that like that because it's the finality of it all. And maybe the tougher one to lose beside the championship game is when you lose the Super Bowl. And I've been on that bad side of it, lost one.
Coach Herman Edwards is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get back to the Lions, but you talk about running the football. It seems that on the AFC Championship side, we saw the Ravens playing from behind with the Chiefs scoring right out of the gate early twice. The Ravens didn't get a chance to do what they planned on getting into. Lamar Jackson having to throw the ball 37 times now has a postseason record of 2-4. What do you think is missing, if anything, from the Ravens to kind of get them over that hump in the postseason?
They never ran their offense. They never attempted to run the football. When are you kidding me? They never attempted to run the football. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs ran the ball 32 times. The Baltimore Ravens ran it 16 times. And this game was not out of reach. This was a 17-10 game. The offense never got going. Why? Because they never ran the ball in the beginning of the game. It was kind of like, okay, they made a couple runs, and then after that, they went back, dropped back passing. Look, Lamar Jackson is not a drop-back quarterback. He doesn't play from the pocket. That's not his strength. His strength is get him in the running game, get the flow of the game going so he can set up with his legs, play action pass, move the pocket. That's what they did all year. This is why he's the MVP. But that wasn't the case. They never got to the running game. Are you kidding me? The Kansas City Chiefs ran the ball more than the Baltimore Ravens.
Let me ask you this, Coach. Do you put that at the hands of Monken, the offensive coordinator, or you put that at Lamar? Why do you think that was the case? Who deserves
Lamar
the blame?
Lamar doesn't call the plays. And I'm not putting it on the coach either. I'm just saying they never got to it. Why? I don't know. That's the question you have to ask that coach. I didn't formulate the game plan. I wasn't involved in the game plan. But all I know is this. This was the number one running team in the National Football League with Lamar Jackson being a part of it. And it never came to fruition for some reason. And, you know, I don't know.
Herman Edwards is here with us, former coach, former player, analyst now as well on ESPN here on CBS Sports Radio. When you look towards the future, and we know Patrick Mahomes is sitting at the top of the totem pole now, going to another Super Bowl. Who is the closest, in your opinion, from the quarterbacks are knocking him off in the AFC? He's knocking off Josh Allen. He's knocking off Lamar Jackson. Who's the closest, if anybody?
Well, until somebody beats him, nobody. He sits in a position that that all these quarterbacks are hoping to get to. Because right now, I mean, he's chasing history. He's chasing Tom Brady and Joe Montana, guys that have gone on these Super Bowl runs. I mean, he's just chasing history. I mean, the guy doesn't lose in playoff games. I mean, the big deal this year was that he never played a playoff game on the road. Well, he checked that box. He won two of them. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to him. You know, this guy is different. And we're watching history in front of us unfold, no different than when we watched Tom Brady, Captain America, and what he did for almost a decade. And what we watched before that, it was Joe Montana and the San Francisco 49ers, what they were able to do on their run. Now the Kansas City Chiefs are the team that's making this run.
Herman Edwards is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Opposing him in the Super Bowl on February 11th is Brock Purdy. For the life of me, I mean, even after some of the plays that he made yesterday, I'm still trying to figure out where some of the criticism comes in for Purdy, especially for where he was drafted. When you watch Brock Purdy, what is your evaluation of him and what he does out there on the field?
He's a fantastic quarterback. I recruited him out of high school. It didn't surprise me what he did yesterday when he took off running. I mean, if you watched him in high school and you watched him in college, he could do that. And the 49ers offense, he's not asked to do that. But the last two games that he's played in the playoff competition, he's the guy that's been able to do that. He did it against the Green Bay Packers and brought him back, when they had a deficit and everybody was saying this is an offense that, you know, he plays in, that they always want to play with a lead. That is true. But in the fourth quarter when he needed to make plays, he did that against the Green Bay Packers. In this game, unbeknownst, he got off script, and it shocked the Detroit Lions. They weren't prepared for that. They thought he was going to stay in the pocket, and if we just keep him in the pocket and they play from behind, you know, this is what he's got to do. And lo and behold, that's not what he did. He left the pocket, made plays, got off script, threw the ball, when he was on the run. And so, you know, it's funny because sometimes you're labeled according to how you get drafted. And it's like, you know, he's Mr. Irrelevant. He gets drafted in the round. He gets drafted in. And people assume, well, then that's what he is. Well, and pro football is a great indicator of when you become a professional football player, you write your own script. It's not when you get drafted or how you got drafted. I've seen a lot of guys get drafted in the first round. And they don't play up to that first round Billy. You see some players that are free agents and become Hall of Famers. He's Mr. Irrelevant. And they think, well, he's Mr. Irrelevant. Well, then he's just he's one of those quarterbacks to manage the game. No, he's a winning quarterback. And when the lights are bright, he doesn't run to the shade. He runs to the spotlight. He makes plays. That's what he does.
Head coach Herman Edwards is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Any early thoughts on what we're going to see between this record-breaking quarterback and Patrick Mahomes and Purdy in the Super Bowl out in Vegas?
Well, you got a first rounder in a Hall of Famer in Patrick Mahomes, a guy that's going to break a lot of records, and you got this guy Brock Purdy that everybody wants to say, well, he's the manager of the game, and I think you're at the end of the day, these are the two teams that are left standing. And Brock Purdy last year got hurt in the championship game, you know, and that knocked him out. Now he's going to a Super Bowl, his first Super Bowl. I think we just need to sit back and watch how this thing unfolds. I think it'll be a great game.
Yeah, final question for you, Coach. Even amongst the game, there's already been a lot of talk. There will continue to be talk about a lot of the openings and how college football is changing. You've coached on every level. And any thoughts on some of the coordinators becoming coaches and Belichick, you know, not having a job right now? I don't know if we'll see him again. What is your thoughts on how just coaching continues to change?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know about Bill. I think Bill will be back as a head coach, maybe not this season, but next year. I think he'll have another opportunity to break the record. You know, it's just the coaching carousel never changes. There's always some surprises. It's going to a lot of younger guys in the coaching profession. I mean, that's what a lot of these owners are looking for. A lot of these jobs go to offensive guys, and the fact that if you've touched the quarterback, either as a quarterback coach or an offensive coordinator, those guys are kind of a hot commodity right now. But it's just that's what it is. I mean, and you understand it when you get an opportunity, you make the best of it. You know, and that's what these guys do. And I think any guy that gets a job, he deserves it. He earned it. And then, you know, you got to go win. And you have a short window in today's world in the NFL. It's not a 5-year window. It's probably a 2.5-3-year window of can you turn a team around? And if you don't turn it around in time, obviously, they'll look for somebody else.
And final question for you, Coach. Given all the emphasis, as you just mentioned, on offense, we know you made your bones on defense when you played. How have you taken towards just watching and taking in the game, knowing that so many of the rules have skewed towards offense? How do you feel about it as a product, just as a fan and even someone who played?
Well, I think as a product, you understand that it's a scoring league. People want to see scoring. But at the end of the day, look at the teams that are in the playoffs. Look at the two teams that are in the Super Bowl. Okay? They got good offenses, but guess what? Kansas City has a top five defense, and so do the 49ers. So at the end, you still have to make stops, right? You still got to make stops. And those teams, the Baltimore Ravens, an outstanding defense. The Detroit Lions, that's their Achilles heel right now, right? They got to work on that. I mean, they become one of those teams. So I just think somewhere along the line, you've got to be able to make some stops.
I can appreciate it. Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you and all your thoughts, ideas? We see you on TV. Where can people keep up?
Just listen to the radio. I'm on ESPN. I'm good.
All right. Thank you so
that's
much.
Good enough. Thank
Coach Herman Edwards, thank you so much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That, Herman Edwards, a 10-year career in the NFL, head coach of the Jets, coached the Chiefs, more recently head coach at Arizona State. And as he mentioned, as I stood here in the studio, Coach Herman Edwards, he was on ESPN not too long before he joined us here on the radio. So thank you so much for the time. An interesting perspective when it comes down to the coaches. He's 100% correct. A lot of these OCs get picked up, they get picked off, and we're probably and likely going to see that with Ben Johnson from the Detroit Lions. I know he recently had an interview with the Seattle Seahawks, and that will be, you know, next up on the agenda. You know, Coach, he said Dan Campbell stayed true to himself as always being aggressive. I think he could have made a slight change, especially when the cards were out there on the table, and maybe something different would have got him to the Super Bowl. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are open. I'll get to your calls. And speaking of coaches, yeah, we didn't just see one Harbaugh yesterday. Unfortunately, John lost his game. Jim, he was there supporting, and Jim talked about his future, upcoming future, with the Chargers. We're going to hear from Jim. I'll get to your calls.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A day after the AFC and NFC championship game, we had to bring on a coach to talk about it. Thank you so much to Herman Edwards, ESPN analyst, former coach in the NFL, Chiefs, the Jets, more recently the Arizona State Sun Devils. Thank you so much, Herman Edwards, for joining us. If you missed the interview, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you again to Herman Edwards for joining us. And, you know, the last question conversation that we had or topic was about coaching and the changes of coaching. He believes that Bill Belichick will probably take a year off and be back to break Don Shula's record. And then he said, yes, as we all know, that there is so much in coaching geared towards the offense right now, being able to throw the rock all over the field, and you still got to have a good defense. And speaking of running the football and throwing it too much, we did see that yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens. They threw the ball just all over the place, and it didn't result in a win. As we know, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the postseason. Herman Edwards was shocked that they ain't run the ball, and they were behind. And I certainly think that they completely got away from what they plan. But someone who was in attendance supporting his brother John was Jim Harbaugh, who we know is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. This was his first time speaking publicly since taking the job. I know we got a press conference that'll be coming up, and he'll get asked a lot of the similar questions. I guess the first one, Jim Harbaugh was asked, hey, why the hell did you leave Michigan and a national championship to come back to the NFL?
It was tough. I was torn. My wife, kids. I love Michigan, but I love the NFL too. And there's no Lombardi Trophy in college football. And yeah, I got so many sands left in the hourglass, and I want to take a crack at that. And there's nowhere better to do it than with the Los Angeles Chargers, Susie Spanos, Dean Spanos, Ed McGuire, John Spanos, and this great quarterback.
I know they're writing his checks. That's got to be the only reason that somebody would even dare go ahead and thank the Spanos family. It's a family that they just all sue each other. But, hey, they're paying him, and so he's going to kiss that ass. Go ahead and get your money. Anyway, we got to think about the players that he's actually going to coach, right? Well, you just got there. You just signed a deal. Have you spoken and met any of your players? I don't know, like the quarterback who you're probably going to tell to slow down on throwing it, Justin Herbert. What about that, coach?
I have, and I met him. And Derwin James, I mean, pros, these guys. Keenan Allen. But I was a little starstruck. So Justin.
Oh. I wonder if Justin Herbert was starstruck meeting him. And that interview took place on CBS, you know, as the game was not going on, obviously. But it took place on the set there, so they got a little bit of an exclusive. I wonder if Justin Herbert is going to be a fan of Jim Harbaugh, either because he's dialing back the amount of times that he throws the ball, or I think he's really going to be a fan if they can go out there and pick up some wins and W's without him being asked to throw the ball all the damn time. We're going to find out sooner than later. Rome wasn't built in a day. And so let's see what Jim Harbaugh does with these Chargers of Los Angeles. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, we touched on this with Coach Herm. Brock Purdy doesn't get the love, doesn't get the respect. I don't know why. One of our callers is hit us up early and is just like, oh, yeah, well, you know, people don't appreciate him. I've been watching him. Herman Edwards says he tried to get him out of high school. Let's get to your phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. Jimmy, he's here from Myrtle Beach. Hey, Jimmy, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how are you tonight?
I'm excellent, man. How are you?
Talking about bad calls by the coach.
Damn. And I'm sorry, Jimmy, you asked me how I was doing. I answered you. You had no interest.
No, that's not true, brother. How you doing? Okay. Listen, okay, all right. What happened to all those penalties that didn't get looked at today? All those personal fouls for 15 yards apiece, that cost the game more than the bad coaching calls.
You think so?
You can't give Patrick Mahomes that many chances when you got him stopped and you get a personal foul 15 yards.
You were talking about the Lions game. I was like, what penalties? You're talking about the taunting penalties and what have you by the Ravens. Well, I'm Hickey. What games was he watching? Do you know? I'm confused.
He confused me as well. Calling in and talking about the Lions and seemingly did a 180 to the Ravens, and then I guess just hung up.
I don't know what he was.
He may confuse himself there.
I was confused from the get go. He said, "Hey JR, how are you?" And I answered him, and he didn't even let me answer.
Didn't care. You could have said, "I'm dying." He would have just went right into the point.
Yeah, I'm saying, and then I caught him on. He's just like, "No, JR, I do care." No, you don't. And I get it. If people ask you how you're doing all the time, nobody cares how you're doing, but I do. Like this guy, we're gonna talk to this man from Arkansas, Kingfish. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kingfish?
Yeah, hey, JR. I'm not confused about what I saw. It was very perplexing that Mahomes played one exceptional quarter of football. That was it. I gave him an A+ for the first quarter. The rest of the game, that was it. He didn't do anything. The Baltimore defense did great. I'm confused about who the Baltimore Ravens are. I'm not a fan of either, but it was a terrible game. Like, where was the run game, as Coach Edwards said? They never did establish it, never did try for it. And then right before halftime, Baltimore had the ball with 2 minutes to go, with down by 14-7. And I'm thinking they've got to get out of halftime and not give the ball back to Kansas City. You cannot punt this ball. They ran for 6 or 7 yards, threw the ball 2 more times, punted. Kansas City came down, scored a field goal. What are they thinking? It's like a heavyweight fight. They're about to get knocked out. They should have just been going to the halftime either down by 7 or maybe get lucky and get a field goal. They should have been running the ball. And then as far as the guy earlier about the penalties, they should have instructed their players that they've got rest there. They have no problem calling penalties against the home team. They've got to be playing clean football. Do not even appear to be, you know, don't get out of line and be doing anything stupid, because the refs are going to call it against the Ravens. It's the Taylor Bowl game, you know? And so I just felt like I was disappointed, quite honestly. I don't know what to make of Lamar. I really thought that would be a better game.
I think we all expected that. I thought that, yeah. And granted, the game was only decided by one score. We basically saw almost all of the offense in the first half. But when it comes to abandoning the run or not even establishing the run, I know it sounds so, so simple. I think they were shook. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs wasted no time in putting points up on the board, and I think the Ravens immediately having to come from behind, I think that put them into – it made them, I don't want to say abandon ship, but they went away from what got them to the dance, and they didn't run. I mean, 37 times for Lamar Jackson to throw a football, that's a hell of a lot. And thank you, Kingfish, for calling from Arkansas. That's something that's, I don't want to say, going to have to be figured out. I've seen a lot of the criticism for Monken, the offensive coordinator, has been all over social media. You know, why were we doing this? It's a good question. And I think they really tried to show off that Lamar Jackson is an improved passer. It just wasn't good enough, not good enough yesterday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When I come back from break, I'm going to get some more of your calls, and we're going to talk about a guy who is going to the Super Bowl. He's not winning MVP. It's Brock Purdy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.